Hello guys and welcome back to Not My Bag. I'm George.
And I'm Joe. And I don't know if you guys have heard, but George has finally popped his cherry slash lost his virginity. So this week we thought we'd get in a very special guest. It is reality TV star and OnlyFans millionaire, Kerry Katona.
Woo woo! Yeah!
Yeah, woo, boy! Woo, woo. And Kerry's going to give George a lot of lessons and advice.
Let's be honest. He's been on my OnlyFans, hasn't he? You're after mates, right? You want a discount, don't you? He said, I said, I'm surprised you know who I am, George, because you're younger. He said, well, I watch. I said, you watch the shower scene, didn't you?
I've never seen the shower scene. The shower scene.
Twitter is a wild place.
George, sorry. Bags.
Carry on. So you've lost your virginity, lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, was it two pumps and a squirt and all over?
Not far off.
How long did you last?
I wouldn't actually be able to tell you. I was really drunk first time.
Oh, so you did it more than once in the same night?
Maybe. Sorry, Joe.
No, it's fine. We're all open
oh,
here.
Oh, you're brothers, aren't you?
It's fine. He's heard worse from me, to be honest. Oh,
how do you feel about him losing his virginity?
I'm happy for him, yeah. I feel like he wanted to for a while.
Main thing is, was you safe?
Yes.
That didn't sound very convincing
sound safe,
to me.
That didn't sound safe.
So get yourself down to the clinic. That didn't sound
no,
very...
It didn't.
We're not promoting safe sex here, George.
Sorry.
Use a condom, otherwise you'll end up with an orphanage like me.
Orphanage?
Well, I've got that
for context, Kerry's kids are all here. behind the camera.
No, they're not. I've only got three of them
oh,
here.
Sorry.
I've got five altogether.
Oh, fine.
So I picked my favourites and brought them.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I'll left the other two in the cage.
Okay.
I'm only joking. Ooh. There were social services, really. I'm kidding. Come on, what's going on? Am I kidding?
I thought we'd start off. Actually, before we start, we've actually met before briefly, haven't we, online?
We did. Online. We did.
We met online.
Yeah, we were compatible.
Plenty of fish membership.
Oh, that can. Marnie, I've got my own dating app, Marnie. So I did a podcast called Wheel of Misfortune, and we were doing embarrassing stories. And your brother, the knobhead, came on.
Of course.
Thought he was there big and clever. Oh, you know, Kerry, and I remember this song that you did, you know, The Tide Is High. And I left him to it.
I told this story for just a solid 5 minutes, George.
Oh,
no breather.
I sat there listening and I thought, I'm not going to say anything yet. Let him carry on. He sang the song. He told me the story. I said, it's a lovely story, that Joe. It's just a shame it wasn't me who sang that song.
I sat there in front of the camera and I was like,
that's an ick. That's it.
And but the podcast was based on embarrassing stories. And so really out of it, I've got an embarrassing story now.
Yeah. I see you got a picture of me from Atomic Kitten. Oh, it's Pamela Anderson. I've not got my glasses. Sorry.
It might as well be. Right. So we've got some questions for you.
Okay.
To kick off about your sexual journey before we get on to ours.
Right?
You know, I actually get quite embarrassed about
it.
I get quite embarrassed about that. You can ask my manager, he's learned a lot about that. Because I'm loud and Lara,
yeah.
And I've done page three, I do OnlyFans, and you know, I've been a lap dancer. But I do, I can laugh and joke about it. But it's like, I remember Duncan from Blue came up to me. He's like, you know what a threesome's like, don't you, Kerry? I went, no!
He certainly does.
I know. Oh, there
not
we
that
are.
I've been involved.
Oh yeah, I don't believe you. But yeah, I'm quite I can be open about it, but I can blush a little bit. I hear some stories on Wheel of Misfortune. I'm like, oh, I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah. But, oh, what about other people?
Yeah.
Yeah, fine.
But I'll play up to the caricature of Caricatona being this gobby girl, which I am gobby. But I get a bit, ooh, you know, that's a bit
I know what you mean. I think it's situational. I get a bit like sometimes I'm like, oh, that's a bit crude. And then I'll come on here and say the most awful thing.
Yeah.
Everyone I've slept with are married.
Public service announcement.
Attention all my bearded beasts from stubble to mane.
If you didn't already know, Manscaped now sells beard products.
The leaders in below the waist grooming changed the game with their Beard Hedger Pro Kit.
And now they're going one step further with a brand new handyman.
An electric shaver for a quick and convenient way to get a clean shaven look. Whether you're looking to sharpen up your neckline or give yourself a smooth finish.
So say goodbye to all your troubles with Manscaped's Beard Hedger Pro Kit.
This thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. First off, this cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that's able to trim your beard to 20 lengths with one guard. That's right, you heard me right. 20 different lengths with one guard.
One. The Beard Hedger Kit is a high-tech piece of art in a travel-size package.
If you like me, you know that clean shaving is a hassle. The handyman is the perfect tool to carry around in a compact way to give you a clean-shaven look.
So get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the code NOTMYBAG.
That's
2 G's.
Oh, yes, that's 20% off and free shipping. Go into www.manscaped.com and use the code NOTMYBAG.
Hit the refresh button with Manscaped.
George, yeah. George actually loves a girl in a relationship as well, don't you?
Yeah, I normally love.
Oh, that's it. He's been spread now. That's it. He's changed everything.
Do you not think, though, it's like the thing of having like wanting what you can't have? No?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You know what I mean? Absolutely.
It's like makes it a bit more.
I feel like
I always get
it.
Everything I want, George. That's, so I don't understand. I don't get that.
So question number one.
Go on.
How did you first learn about sex? Was it like the whole like
my mum's lesbian girlfriend told me.
Oh.
Yeah. So I must have been about 8. My mum was in a relationship with a woman who then told me about the birds and the bees. So that's really confused me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how I learned. My mum's girlfriend told me about sex.
That for a curveball. I love that. I kind of love that though.
But at 8, what was I doing at 8? Like, probably still in nappies.
I knew I was gay for about 8.
You definitely were. You were gay.
Well, I think I just knew, just like in, you know what I mean, in my bones.
Which one? Well, we all know.
I remember my mum was like, "What do you want for Christmas?" I was like, "Oh, E equals MC squared by Mariah Carey." And I thought, "How's no one clocked on?" I used to have a Cheryl Cole calendar every single year, and no one. Everyone was like, "Oh, he really fancies her." No. No.
Okay. He admired her.
I admired her.
Yeah. So it's really complicated. I'll tell you anyway. So I'm a product of an affair.
Okay.
Yeah, so when I was born, I like telling this story because it's really confusing.
Okay.
So when I was born, the guy who I called dad for 2 years wasn't my actual dad, but his dad I called granddad.
Okay.
Right? Did you get it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then my mum left the guy who I called dad for my granddad and married my granddad. So my granddad became my dad, my dad became my brother, and then she left him for a woman.
I've got a headache now.
Fucking hell.
Mic drop.
Fucking fucking hell.
What's the next question?
The next question is, when did you lose your virginity?
I'm not telling that my children are here.
Okay, fine. Have you ever been with a woman?
Never.
Never.
Text all the time, find my own clit, let somebody else. Seriously, after 5 kids, I need sat nav. You know how they've got Find My Phone? My poor Ryan's got Find My Clit, honestly. It's like fucking Map of Britain. That's why I could never become a lesbian, honestly.
Fuck off.
Yeah, honestly, it takes for...
Okay. Have you always been open about sex?
I'm not open about sex, really, but...
Maybe after that.
that's just a joke, innit?
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
I feel like you're comfortable with it, aren't you? Do you know what I mean? Like, you're comfortable in talking about it.
Yeah. Some people I want really my get... children to be able... to talk to me about anything. I want them never to feel like they can't talk to me about stuff. We're a very open family, like you guys are.
Yeah.
You know, when I started doing OnlyFans, I sat all the kids down and told them. The only one who was a bit uncomfortable with it was our Lily. Mm. And then when the money started coming in and started getting the iPads, they didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
And Max and Hyde like, "Mum, just go all the way. We can have a Rolls Royce. Just do it. Because the thing is, it doesn't matter what I do. My kids are always going to get shit because I'm their mum.
Sure.
So in my head, I'm like,
fuck it.
Give me the fucking money. Let me make great adventures for the kids. Let's create great memories. That's what it's all about
for me.
The
thing is, it's true as well. I saw a podcast with that, I don't know if you know Elle Brooke is. No, she does OnlyFans and stuff as well. But they were saying like, what are you going to do like in 10 years time?
Oh, with Piers Morgan?
Yeah, when you
Piers Morgan was trying to dig at her,
wasn't he? She was like in an interview and Piers Morgan was like, "What are you going to do in 10 years time when your kids are getting bullied?" And she was like, "Well, I'll be picking them up in a Ferrari, so why does it matter?"
Did she say something like they can cry in the Ferrari or something like that?
Yeah, well,
she like ruined Piers
Morgan. So my Heidi, she got a bit of shit off some kids, you know, these guys going, "Ah, your mum's only fans." I said, "Well, tell them to tell the fucking dad to stop subscribing and make your mum fucking pleasuring properly. Otherwise, we'll have to come to my fucking mother, would they? And then get your fucking Ferrari from your private school and let's go on fucking holiday."
That's a perfect comeback. I can't lie. I can't lie.
Simple. Have that.
What is your biggest piece of relationship advice?
Don't get married.
So what? No one really gets married anymore.
No.
From our era, a lot of people are like, "Oh, I can't be bothered with it."
Well, I've been married once or twice. I've been married 3 times. I've been divorced twice. I'm technically a widow. I'm everyone I've been engaged to, I have married them. Mm. I'm a proper romantic. I believe, you know, everyone deserves a happy ever after, you know. When I split up with my third husband, I was 36, and I was like, right, she shouldn't be in a relationship now. Oh, here we go again. It's like, so should I be on my own for the rest of my life? Yeah. Absolutely fucking not. My kids are growing up. I want somebody to share my life with. Yeah. But if you do get married, I know a great divorce lawyer. I actually get the third one for free now.
I will keep that noted.
Well, I've been engaged for 3 years. I've been with Ryan for 5. Normally at this point, I've popped a few kids out and I'm talking to divorce lawyers.
Sure.
So it's going well.
So I'm doing something different.
Yeah.
It's going really, Ryan's amazing.
I rate that. Yeah. I'm actually going through the longest single period I've ever had in my life.
Really?
6 months, isn't it now?
Yeah,
maybe.
About 6 months.
Well, that's great because I think this is when you should learn to love yourself.
Thank you. You know, I'm doing well, aren't I? Because everyone said give him 3 months.
Well, no, because Joe is like a serial relationship.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Back to back.
Back to
back. Yeah. I mean, I met my first husband when I was 18.
Okay.
You know, I had my first baby when I was 20. I was married at 21.
Right.
Had Lily at 23.
All moved quite quick.
Yeah, well, I was with him for 7 years, you know, and then when that...
Wait, from when you were 11?
I was 18.
Oh, sorry.
11!
I thought
what
you...
What the fuck? No.
Sorry.
No.
I'm really bad at math.
No, I was with him for 7 years. But because when that marriage broke down, it triggered me because my childhood, because I was in foster home and refugees and all that kind of shit. And I just wanted to be loved so desperately.
Yeah.
So I married my mum's drug dealer. I thought I was going to get it for free.
Oh my God. Anyway, on to the sex test, right? So I wanted to, like, Kerry, I wanted you and I to ask George some questions after his first time, see how well he knows.
Have you got crabs?
No, I don't think so.
I hope not. Where is the clitoris?
What's that?
You asking me or him?
how do you explain George? It? It's just like at the top. Isn't it?
I've not found mine.
I mean, I wouldn't know. If anyone in here is the expert, it's got to be Kerry.
I haven't got a clue, honest to God.
Like, yeah, how are you meant to, like, explain?
No, it...
Give me a graph.
A graph? First things first, they're not on graphs, they're on women.
Well, that's a hard question.
Okay, though. Number two, then.
Kerry's a woman and
you
she
failed,
can't find
You those. Failed that one.
I've had 5 kids, sweetheart. Look, if anyone can fucking find mine. That's why Ryan's not married me.
What is a labia?
Oh, I don't even know that.
Yeah, it's something fuck knows.
I haven't got a clue.
I didn't write this quiz.
What is a labia?
What, the baby's carried in?
No, that's the womb.
Does anyone know what a labia
womb.
Is?
That's the womb. For people in the back, what, anyone kids? Know what a labia is?
Yeah.
Is it the outside, the flaps?
What is it? The it's outside of the flaps.
The flaps. It's the
At least my children know. I'm so proud.
Name 3 types of contraception. I know this one's got to be difficult.
Withdrawal.
you know any
like condom?
Yeah.
The pill?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the coil.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
Well done, George.
I've done his research.
Name 3 erogenous zones.
Fucking, what does that mean?
So I think...
Your nipples?
I think this means where you can get turned on
from,
is that right?
That could be anywhere, really. Yeah. It all depends on that person.
Yeah, great.
Apparently, when I watch Friends, there's a big part of it, and there's 7 of them are, you know, when Monica does the whole... Anyway.
Oh, wait, no. I do know him.
Yeah.
Sorry?
He's too young.
Yeah,
too young. George, so name 3.
Nipple.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you that one.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
That's like cheating.
It's all a team. Friends here. Nipple, neck.
Yep.
Ooh. I like my neck.
Do you? I like my neck.
I don't know, like just kissing, no?
No. That's bad. Like maybe thigh.
Thigh.
Ear.
Ear.
Yeah, nibble on your ear.
You've done well.
Give you a discount.
Just to give you some... oh, wait, sorry. Where is the male G-spot? Is the last question.
In the bum.
Up your bum, innit?
Up the bum.
Joe, you help us with this one.
It's up your bum. That's what I meant.
Up your bum.
When they go for a shit, they're in the toilet for so long because they enjoy it that much. Is that true?
I can't comment on that. I just normally have a shit and then go.
Yeah, just leave.
I've got IBS too, so it's actually very unenjoyable.
Yeah, my Ryan sits there for hours, honestly. It's up the bum, isn't it? Go on, crack on.
So basically, the only one that you didn't really get, George, was the clitoris, and it's right under the point where the inner labia...
I don't think you've still got the clitoris, love.
Meet and form a little hood. Oh, I don't know. I was giving the answer. That sounds very...
very technical answer.
I know. Right, so the next segment is called Would You Kink or Would You Not, right? So we're going to go through the most common kinks and see which ones you've tried or want to try. We can all do this.
I can't believe I brought my kids with me to this.
Kerry, we didn't know your kids were going to be here.
I had no idea. This is going to be questions.
Yeah, well, you know, we're just going to have to work this one out, aren't we? Sorry, kids. Anybody earplugs?
Can I make it really clear that they're not little kids? Like,
yeah.
Make
it clear, like, Lily's 20, Heidi's 16, and Max is 15. It's not like, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake. Social services at the door again.
Oh, my God. Right, number one, exhibitionism is a kink where the person feels sexual arousal at the ideal reality of being seen naked or engages in sexual activities. Wait, so is that like seeing someone naked?
Is that you just standing there at the end of the bed naked?
Sorry. So if you're at a window, like your flat or whatever, and then the neighbour sees you naked, you get aroused by
that's
that.
That's a kink.
Yeah. So
That's just pedo-y, no?
No.
The person who is naked is the one getting the kick out being seen.
Yes, seen. So like, George, my flat, right, if someone's in the gym and then I was walking around naked at the window.
He knows it's very good, doesn't he?
I'd get turned on by that, which I don't.
Which actually is
Wait,
right
by the
now.
Guy in the gym?
It's very hot in here. No, I would, but there is no guy in the gym. Stop making a false narrative. I'm saying if I was cooking pasta naked and someone in the office...
It's very detailed, this. He's cooking pasta. Why is he cooking pasta? It's like this has actually happened. It's like he's reliving this memory.
So
I'm getting way too hot in the studio today. They've turned the aircon off as well.
So you, as the naked person...
Gets to turn
get
on.
Aroused because someone's looking,
looking
at you naked.
Yes. Naked. Yes.
That's the most stupid
And you know what?
I
don't get that. But yeah, I was a naked lap dancer, but I didn't get turned on by it.
Fine. Okay.
Does
right.
that make sense? Yeah. So that's not a kink of mine.
Yeah. Okay.
So that. All right, kids.
Next one. Voyeurism is where you get excitement for watching other people doing it. So like you're sat on like a chair.
No, but like
in the
live,
the room,
isn't it?
And they're like doing whatever.
Oh, that made me feel really uncomfortable. Oh my God, I'm really cringe.
That would. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Like, seeing,
I did not know this. Not,
don't I don't want. Well, no, I don't even know if I want to know your answer to this, George.
Seeing two girls snog. That's quite no. It's all right.
Next one. Oh, they're just getting worse. They're just getting worse.
Am I actually pushing?
Strapping. Foot fetish. Anyone?
Nah, that's weird, man.
Well, I sell pictures of my feet on OnlyFans.
Yeah. Is it profitable?
Oh, fucking hell, I've got two Lamborghini sweetheart. Beautiful toes. Beautiful touches.
How often do you get your feet like done, like pedicured and that?
It doesn't matter. That's the thing with OnlyFans. You can be any shape, size. It doesn't matter.
They just fucking love feet, innit?
Yeah, but there's people that they want all kinds of shite. Yeah. And there's people that are willing to pay me a shitload of money for me to take a quick picture of my feet.
Yeah.
How much are you going
in? Like you don't know. Like you don't know, Star 56.7. I know
What's
you
the pay-per-view saying?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, he is. Next one, praise kinks. It's when you... get off by your partner like praising you. So like, if they're like, oh, good job, I guess.
That is so fucking weird. Who wrote these?
These are actual kinks, like genuine things.
So someone's saying like,
God.
See if a girl was like, oh, George, like.
Well done.
Well done, you got the right shopping.
You think we're gonna get a
boner? What, why are you having sex?
Before, oh, is it during sex, Rosie?
It can't be like, oh, you.
me and Aldi car park, what?
Yeah, thanks for the shopping, babe.
Maybe I misunderstood that one. I've got vomit fetish.
Oh, absolutely not.
They're only
like cleaning my own kids sick up. Let somebody else. I can't leave my kids.
The next golden shower.
Oh.
I've drank the own piss.
Wait, is that for a TV show?
TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
For that.
Thank God.
I'll do anything for money. It's very well documented, people.
Okay, right, well. Oh, was that for that?
Detox.
Yeah, because we had Chloe Veach on here.
Yeah, oh, I love Chloe.
Yeah, she's so
nice. Oh, I absolutely love.
Because she had like an exorcism, didn't she, on there?
Oh my, I thought she was orgasm.
Oh, did you?
Honestly, yeah, I did. We did coach trip together, me and Chloe.
Oh, cool.
And then she did Hunted and she came and hid at my house. Yeah. Oh. So we absolutely adore Chloe.
She's so lovely.
She's like, I look at her as like another daughter. And she's so amazing. She's on a great path of... So, yeah, I love her. Sorry, crack on. Yeah. What are we talking about? Fuck it.
Wait, have you... Obviously, like, this is just sort of completely open question. I have to ask it. What are your kinks? Or do you not really have any?
George Bags.
We're on the topic of kinks.
George Bags.
If you want to see all that, sweetheart, there's
Subscribe.
A site that I charge.
Subscribe.
So come along, have a look.
I need mates.
You need what?
I need mates rates.
George bags. George, next
She's
question.
About it.
Next question.
Money's money, George. Money's money.
The next one's mirror sex.
What's that?
You know,
oh,
that,
fucking hell, don't even like looking himself in the mirror, let alone having sex.
This one's a pregnancy fetish where people like it.
No,
wait, what? No. So people like it sometimes when like women are pregnant?
No, like, no, that's just odd.
Oh, and you're just like...
No, Ev, this is such a misconception. I know that's not fact, but it's just gross, isn't it?
Just hit, you're like, oh, what's that?
No, that's not true. No? Can someone have my back here? You don't poke the baby's head.
No, you don't poke the baby's head.
George.
How big do you think you are, George?
No, I was trying to make the next segment and thought, get me away from this fucking conversation right now. Oh, right, we're going to go on to bloody giving advice to the general public. Oh, lordy, lordy, lord. Let me get my story.
Craig, get me out of it. I'm a celebrity. D-lister.
Let me see if there's any...
You got some wild questions, didn't you?
Me and my girlfriend are amazing together, but we just don't have sex at all. Help me, please.
That's got to be so boring.
That's
man.
Shit. That's, you know, I get really angry. Oh, my kids.
Is a daddy kink a red flag asking for a friend? I don't think.
Oh, my God. George, help me. Tell me away, George. This is so wrong on so many levels. Go on. I think, like, look, at the end of the day, if you've got a kink and it works for you, then that is fine.
You know what? You know what? Some of these are so rough. I think we might just move on to the next thing. Because some
well,
of these,
forget, go on, ask them, go on.
Some of them are just like, so, what? But this is a quite common one. Was having sex and the fella asked me to lick his arsehole when I thought he was joking, but no.
No, that's quite common.
Yeah.
That's a quite common thing.
Yeah.
Did you get asked that?
George,
I don't, we're answering
the questions for the people.
I am in a committed relationship.
Yeah, I'm not
but
saying,
what I'm saying is, men like that, don't
some,
they?
Some guys, some I mean, like I, that. I know men like that, but for George, some I've actually got mates that.
How's your dad's?
I actually think this might be the most chaotic podcast we've ever done. Like, ever done. She's fine.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. No, don't you worry.
And my kids know it's all, oh, our head is fuming. I'm only joking, kids.
But yeah, no, some people do like that. There was one actually. The guy I'm seeing wants me to peg him. He won't take no for an answer. Says where you strap it on, and then like so you would strap.
No,
it
I thought
on
that's where you like.
No, pegging is where the woman straps
it on. And yeah.
Oh, I thought I was like, no.
This what?
Done that.
How did it go? All right.
It's great. I asked him.
How did it go?
I said to him, "Thanks for shopping." I was like, thanks for shopping, babe.
Oh, I've got one. Every time I suck dick, I throw up. Help.
Oh,
that
is,
sounds about right.
Disgusting.
Stop sucking dick.
And someone has just said, not sure George should be answering sex dilemmas just yet, but I mean.
Oh, well, you seem like a pro.
How do you know?
I think you've done it a lot more, haven't you?
Oh, he's been, since the first time, he's been going
like a rabbit.
I said that, so it's like, jinx, padlock.
That's it now. And it's a first.
Oh, I know, so it just won't stop now. No. That's it.
No, man, it's in, right, white rabbits. It's the 1st of August and we both said rabbits at the same time.
Oh, I don't know.
What does that mean? What?
You just keep drinking your drink, sweetheart. You're at it like a rabbit.
Yeah.
So now you've got a bit of taste of it, you can't stop.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, you give yourself so many hand jobs now, you don't have to do it anymore.
You seen her later today?
Maybe.
Seen her? Have you got a girlfriend?
Nah.
So you just...
Seeing some. Ish.
You're being so, like... You just see... He's never like this.
Oh, this is it now. His balls have dropped, haven't they? Got a bit of pubic hair, that's it now, isn't it? Yeah, just casually seeing you, give a fuck if you don't know.
Oh, my God. Right, we're done with the sex segment. both me and your children are really happy about that.
That is, oh my God, I can see papers. I can just see the fucking newspapers now.
Any publicity is good publicity.
Exactly, yeah. As long as relationship, I've had with papers.
Yeah. We were going to, oh my God, before we go on to the next thing, I just wanted to ask you, because do you know much about like TikTok? Do you go on there much at all?
I'm so shit at it, you know. Is that what you do, TikTok?
So we do a lot of TikToking.
Yeah, who are you?
Yeah, this lady has no idea who we are. So I just wanted to go on, because there's this lady who does a lot of live streams called Chelsea Lee Art.
You say she's my cousin?
No.
She might have said that on
a
live.
With a bandana and big lips. Yes. Never met the fucking girl in my life. Yeah. I actually left a comment.
Did you?
She called
I've
you out
got this.
Video.
I want to show you this video quickly. Watch this.
That's amazing for her. Someone sent it me. I think it was actually my sister. Said, oh, it was my niece, Amy. Amy sent it me, and she said, yeah, Coco Tone's my cousin. Never fucking met her in my life.
Yeah, I think she must go around, because she goes on lives and go around the streets and like tells people like things.
But she's mentioned me a few times.
Yeah,
this lady.
And I saw that on my thing and I thought,
and
I've got to
show
you.
And it's like, it's not a competition, darling. I wouldn't want anyone to go through what I've been through. And if your life is like... Go get some therapy.
But she's on live all the time. And they earn so much money from it as well, on the live.
Well, I do, because I've got my own boutique. I've got Kerry's Boutique. So yeah. I do my lives on there as well. I do go into a TikTok hole. Because I'm a massive conspiracy theorist.
Oh, okay, fine. Are you?
Have you watched about the aliens? They're real.
So what
have
is going on with this? It? Yeah, I've seen it, but one's bothered.
No one gives a shit because it's a distraction. What do you think about Biden? That's not really Biden, that, you know.
Do you not think?
Do you?
Well, did you see that guy the other day that just froze in that interview?
Oh, did you not see the woman touch him?
No.
Well, the woman went over in the green suit, touched him, and then he just froze. It was oh my so God, Joe, weird. We could sit all day and watch it.
It was honestly
you
crazy.
You go have a wank, and we'll talk about conspiracy theories.
Oh my, George, no, this alien thing is
this
crazy.
This is so, do you think the world's flat?
Oh, well, see, George, you do, don't you?
I think it's flat. So you know, with this window, and it comes through, and it's a rainbow, and it's a right angle, it's straight. So the firmament, if it's a rainbow, where's the arch coming from? I so believe it.
Just all around the world, no?
No, it's from, oh my God. I could sit here all day talking about it, honestly.
I see a lot about like celebrities as well, like actually not being
cloned.
Like
absolutely, yeah. Kanye West, that's not really him anymore. Yeah.
Britney Spears thing.
That is so fucked up.
Because did you see
Can I just say, I'm not really Kerry. I'm just a really good fucking lookalike.
Kerry's, this is AI. This episode is AI. but the Britney Spears thing, they edited pictures from events into a wedding. Yeah. So a wedding didn't actually happen.
Yeah, that was mad. It and was it makes sense as well, but it's like when Kanye West said, like, when I go missing, say if I go missing and come back, it's not me. So many people say, you've seen about the cloning?
Yeah, I've seen like, yeah, bits. The Avril Lavigne thing as well.
Oh, I could sit and watch. Honestly, I sit there all day. You come up and scroll past it. And then...
not interested.
Oh,
I think, I'm funnier than them. And I can sit there all day watching that stuff. Yeah. I really believe in all that.
George loves them as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
What's your favourite ones? It's like the clouds.
Do you ever listen to Graham Hancock?
No.
Oh, do you listen to Joe Rogan?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Oh my God. Well, I'm on a sort of spiritual journey at the minute. I want to go abroad and do ayahuasca. Have you heard of ayahuasca and all that kind of shit?
Tell us more.
You're so babies. I can't. I'll be here all day. Honestly, I'm starving. I've got to go. But I'm a massive believer, like, in the government are just fucking full of shit. I don't believe in any of that shit. I know I shouldn't say it. I'm not having vaccines, which I'm so glad I never had mine. Do you have yours?
Yeah, but it was only to go to Ibiza.
Oh, you're going to die.
That's inevitable anyway, Kerry.
I'm joking. Only to go to Ibiza. I've never been to Ibiza.
Have you not? Oh, we love it there.
I've never fancied
it. I feel like you would tear it up.
I'm not actually. I'm just not like that. Oh. Don't get me wrong. I've shoved a shit coat. I've put coke up my nose. I've dragged up. I've done all that. But I was never in the celebrity circuit. It was the people who I lived with and hung out. Well, I married a drug dealer, didn't I? But yeah, it's just not my cup of tea. That I'm in bed by 7:30.
Are you?
No.
Actually.
So what does just taking it back a bit? So like, what does your day-to-day routine look like and stuff like?
I don't have one.
No,
I live out of a suitcase, so it's very.
Are you traveling a lot?
Yeah, and I've took a bit of time off because I've actually been quite poorly. So I have actually been at home, but since I've been at home, we've been really, really ill. But I'm a bit of a loner. I don't have a social life.
Right, okay.
my social life is this.
Sure.
And then, like, if I can bring the kids with me, and then if I'm on stage singing, that's my social life. Yeah. But when I go home, I like going home watching.
Is that because you don't really trust a lot of people? Or
no, I just can't be fucking asked. No. Yeah, you just can't. I want wanted kids. I want to be in my house. Yeah, yeah. I'm 40. All right, same to you and all. I'm 43 next month. Do you know what I mean? And to be fair, I'm actually only 35 because Ryan's 8 years younger than me. So okay. I can still pull him. But I just like, I like going home and watching my documentaries and learning. And I try and force the kids to come out of the bedroom and sit with me and watch film. In fact, our Heidi sat with me and watched 2 films of a day.
Really?
Couldn't fucking believe it.
Big up.
2 films. I was like, oh my gosh, she's dead interested. Please don't move. Please don't move. And she watched.
Do you guys do much as a family then?
Yeah. We lock each other up in cages. I give them bread and water. Yeah, for me, everything is about my kids.
Yeah.
And they're all ungrateful little bastards.
So that
but
kind
I
of...
do it all for the kids. Yeah. That's the only reason why I do it, so that they can have... Molly and Liz, they're growing up now and they have to make their own decisions and try and learn by themselves. And I can only be there to try and help guide them.
Sure, yeah.
And they've got to decide on who they want to be, but I'm always going to be there for them. I would die for each and every single one of them.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not all of them.
They're sat there like...
So that kind of takes me to the point, like, when did, like, OnlyFans come into the picture for you and stuff like
when
that?
When we went... So I started off as a page 3 model.
Yeah.
I was a size 6 waist with a 34 double D chest. I actually looked a bit like Pamela Anderson back in the day. I had 4 sets of foster parents, 3 refugees, 8 different skills, was sick as fuck, dyslexic, but I had a great set of tits.
Mm.
And I was like, well, that's my get out.
Yeah.
So I became... back in, you won't even know what page 3 is. So
that we know because Dad used to love it.
Yeah. Oh, did he? Yes. I remember your dad.
Oh, lordy lord.
So for me, I was 16 years of age and that was my get out. So it was, I was all right looking, but I was a pretty girl back in the day and I know I was, but I've never been one of these girls like, I've always been a bit of a tomboy as well and be my own person. I've never followed anybody. And then I was in a nightclub and I got in a girl band, but I've always been an extrovert, you know, been proud of my body. Mm. I was a lap dancer. And then during lockdown, I couldn't pay the rent.
Yeah. Fine. Well, just because all the work just stopped.
Yeah, everything just stopped. And a friend of mine mentioned OnlyFans. And I said to Ryan, should we do it? I said, it's only like me. Like, yeah, I go tops on the beach with the kids. I remember Pat got a picture of me once. I was eating a burger and drinking a pint. Topless and it went for 75 grand and I didn't get any of that money. Fuck, so now I do my own pap pictures.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed to say that either.
Shut up, 75 grand.
This was back in the day when like you used to make shit. Like, I mean, I used to get 100 grand for a photo shoot doing OK Magazine back in the day. But it was just like, do it. So I sat all the kids down and said, look, I'm thinking about doing that. And there was all fine with it. Lily was a bit, I'm not too sure. And the first shoot I did was in my bedroom. Molly, my eldest, I was only like nice little sexy underwear. It's only like being on a fucking beach. I'm not being funny. If I go for a piss and shit in my house, I shit you not. The kids come in the bathroom. What's for tea? How much money can I have? Look at this Snapchat. Oh, look what he said to me. You know, so I'm just so old. She's laughing because she knows full well. I'm going to touch that one. I'm like, can I just have a piss in peace?
We're like that though, aren't
we? Yeah, we're very open and honest.
We are. I ran in and flicked Mum's boob up and ran out giggling once and she was like, what the fuck was that about?
Yeah, we're very open. We're just very open and honest like that. And, you know, because I was a pastry model, when my kids used to go around to my mum had my pastry picture up on the wall. So it's like, it's never been hidden from them.
Yeah, of course.
And it's like, if you go to the cinema and you watch Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman, fucking Light Bunnies, Natalie Portman in Black Swan, finger blasting herself and all that shit. They all call that art. Yay, let's give them an award and shit loads of money. But because I'm a working class bird, I'm from a council estate, and I'm Kerry Katona, who's made a load of fuck-ups, she's disgusting.
Yeah,
she's
a
disgrace. Hang on, who's having the last fucking laugh?
Yeah. And you own it now as well.
Absolutely.
Your intro for, I think it was SAS, was one of the funniest things because you just sat there and just was like, I've done this, that, the other.
I
and
have
you were
no
like,
shit. You know what?
It was so good though. It was so good.
I have been around in this industry for a very, like, I'm one of the OGs from, I've been around for years now, 30 years now. I've never changed.
Mm.
Never changed. And I just want to give my kids everything I never had. That's all I can do. Like, Like when I did coach trip with our Lily, what a great adventure.
Yeah, that's so
fun. I can't take the cars with me, can't take the house with me, but on my deathbed, I will have those memories and go, we did this, you remember when we did that, and we did this, and not that I'll be doing this on my deathbed. Yeah. Like, but that is all I can take with me, and that's what it's all about. And I want to be in that 1% bracket. I want to earn as much fucking money as I want.
Yeah,
it doesn't make you happy, but it's given me so many fucking options. So
yeah, absolutely.
Fuck you.
I was going to ask you as well about like your longevity and stuff, because I mentioned earlier before we started recording that it was Heidi from Sugar Babes that was in the original lineup of Atomic Kitten.
So I was the founder member.
Yeah.
So I was the original member. So I was in the band of for about 2 months. I called as Atomic Kitten and we held audition.
Did you?
Yeah. Sorry if my chest is rattling.
No,
And we held auditions and I picked Liz McClartney. She was so sweet. And Heidi Range had the most fantastic voice I've ever heard in my life. And Heidi was only 14 and I think Liz was about 15. Anyway, we went round, we was gigging, we called ourselves Exit. We were called Honeyheads. We did all these nightclubs, getting bottles throughout us, all kinds of things. We really grafted. Anyway, Heidi and Liz didn't get on. I think Liz slapped Heidi anyway, Heidi wanted to go solo. We did it off her for years.
Right.
We got Natasha and 4 weeks later, we got a record deal.
Yeah. And then when did Heidi join Sugar Babes after that?
I haven't got a fucking clue.
Was there not like any rivalry or anything like that or not really?
Not with me. I think there was with Natasha and Heidi, because like Natasha was like the lead vocalist. She's a phenomenal singer.
Okay, yeah.
But no, I want everyone to do well. There's enough out there for us all.
When
to
there's
achieve.
Girl bands, it's hard. Back in the day, you hear these stories.
I mean,
stories,
the girls hate me.
Oh, what now?
Yeah, Tasha's blocked me, and Liz got married. I said, you know, Liz was my bridesmaid at my last wedding. Tasha, the first one. I'm running out of people to be my bridesmaids.
Me and George in wigs.
Oh, yeah, I've walked me down the aisle. and it's really,
that's
really
a shame,
sad. It really is a shame, you know, because I look at the likes of Sarah Hard and I think, what if something's ever happened to one
that's
of us?
That's it, isn't it? Yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean?
Regret.
And we're not little girls anymore. And I'm so proud of being an Atomic Kid. Let's be honest, I was in it for a split second.
Yeah.
And I'm the most famous one.
And I know the songs really well.
I'm only joking. I'm teasing.
I wanted to ask you about that because I'm a big Sugar Babes fan as well. And when someone told me that on the way, I thought, oh my God, no way.
Yeah.
I love that. One other thing I just wanted to ask you about, because obviously I see you all the time in the papers, obviously.
I don't know what the interest is every day. There's something about me, pay. Honestly.
Love it though.
It's over 25 years now.
You might as well just write your own blog at this point, to be fair.
Oh, yeah.
Put them out of a job.
Well, I've just done my own book, my third job.
We actually have that. Has anyone got that can drop it in?
It's not that heavy. And it's not a colouring book. I actually wrote it.
We've got a picture book. Oh, Wes, I wanted you to sign mine. I will do it afterwards.
That's all right.
Thanks, George. I actually matched my shirt to it today. That is it not intentional, but
it's a really good book. I wrote it. I won't ruin the ending.
So you got your so you got your book. Tell us about the book.
Well, I've done 3 autobiographies. The first one was called Too Much Too Young, which is actually with scriptwriters at the minute, which they want to turn into a film.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really fucked up. The second one was called Still Standing, and the third one's called Whole Again. And I just want to be a beacon of hope and resilience and strength, and doesn't matter what you go through. I come from getting my clothes off a car boot sale to getting Veruca's off secondhand shoes, becoming a millionaire, going bankrupt, getting it back, going bankrupt and becoming a millionaire again. And it's not about the millionaire bit. It's not about how many times you fall. It's about how many times you get back up. And if I can get through that, any fucker can. And I want to be able to give people hope.
Yeah.
Well, and be able to piss out yourself as well and own your shit
day, I think
and stop self-pitying. Yeah. Oh, but me childhood, there's fuck all you can do about it.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can do about the past. All we can do is what is happening today, who we are today and how we deal with those issues that make you who you are today. And I just want to be the best version I can be of myself. And every day I'm learning.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks, you've got 5 kids, you know, all I don't, because I fuck up with my kids, you know. Mm. We'll have arguments, we'll fall out. You know, they bring their dramas and, you know, you're always learning every day. And
I rate people that can own their past and make a joke out of it.
Because
we do it too, don't we? I feel like it's the best way to
deal with it. For years it was everybody else's fault. It was my mum for the childhood, watching a slit of wrist. You know, it was Brian for leaving me. Because my mum gave me my first drug when I was 14.
Right.
Showed me who she went to speed. So I didn't know any different. Mm. So that was how I was brought up.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and that's just, and it is, I don't want, you know what, I won't change any of it, I won't change the drugs, the bankruptcy, the husbands, because I got my 5 children out of it, and I am who I am today, and it's taught me a massive, massive lesson. Yeah. They're not mistakes, they're lessons. You learn from it. Wear a fucking condom next time.
Oh, I love you,
when baby mama comes along.
By the way, George. I'm not good with babies.
Call it Kerry.
I will. If a baby comes along, you've got to call it Kerry now.
Kerry.
Yeah.
And you've got to read this to it at night.
And when I got out of rehab. In fact, that's the story.
No, no.
The end.
One thing I wanted to say to you as well, because you've obviously had like a rough time with the media, like throughout the years. And then there's one interview in particular I found really uncomfortable, even to this day, to still watch
this
back. And I know what you're talking about. I know, like, you know. Mm. And I just wanted to know if you have any opinion on what's happened recently, because obviously, like, that
How
was...
How long have we got? Let me make it really clear. So me and my first husband, Ryan, we presented this morning. Mm. Massive fans of it. What you're talking about is, I don't know if you've ever seen the infamous interview on This Morning where I'm slurring my words. Now, I've got no reason to lie. My children are here. I've shoved enough shit up my nose. I've drank till the cows come home. I've done it all. I've never been on national television doing A-class drugs or drunk. Now, I was diagnosed with bipolar back in 2005. No one knew about it. I didn't even know what fucking bipolar was. I thought I was going to get some shin pads to go play sport. I didn't know what it was. But I was delighted that someone knew what it was, because I was always down and I couldn't handle the fame. Mm. Fucking hated it, believe it or not. I hated the fame. And the medication, that it was trial and error, back in Susan Priory, and everyone thinks you're back in there for drugs. I was never addicted to cocaine. It was just the people you're hanging around with that I would binge.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But there is one point that was all I had, because there was nobody there to help me. So cocaine, it did become like a crutch, I guess. Like, I got really upset. Yeah, there was nobody there to help me, and I was on my own, and that was the only thing I had. And the way the papers were with me at the time, I was suicidal.
Yeah, just constant scrutiny,
I just didn't know what to do, you know. Mm. And the guy I was married to, Mark, was ripping me off. My mum was selling stories, and I felt really, really alone.
And
to this day, I still can't believe I got through it. And I know why it was because of my kids. Mm. Yeah. You know, that's why I've got Molly and Lily on my wrist, because, you know, I witnessed my mum slit her wrist all the time, and I felt so worthless. That was, I never want my kids to feel like they're not good enough, or I never wanted that. So I used cocaine as a stability to the point that I was doing that much. I OD'd.
But on that interview,
so on this morning, I'm so sorry.
Because when you do those interviews, you have to wake up really, really, really early, don't you?
So let me explain to you. So the night before, I did a TV show called Slammers to Juice.
Yeah.
So I was on there. We finished wrapping at 12 o'clock. Everything was fine. Went home, took medication. I was on like 200, 300 milligram of clopromazine, Google it. 150 milligram of valenfaxine, 7.5 milligram of Zopicone. Took it late at night, got up the next day. Didn't say a word to anybody. It was absolutely fine. No drink, no drugs. This is a medication that I was prescribed by my doctor.
Yeah.
So it was such a high dosage. Sometimes I get up in the morning, I couldn't even tie a shoelace.
Yeah.
And my speech would be really
slow.
It's like
drowsy in that, aren't you? Yeah.
So I have ADHD and I'm dyslexic. I'm a million miles an hour. And sometimes I can't pronounce a lot of my words anyway.
Yeah.
Throwing a mix of cocktails of prescription medication, I got told I got a lazy tongue, so I thought I'm going to be a good fucking lesbian. Or would I? Or would I? Let's be honest.
Maybe you would.
I think I got 3 men, marry me. And so I've gone on the show, and in my head, I felt absolutely fine.
It's just, it weren't coming out like that.
And it wasn't coming out like that, but that I wasn't drinking. I've got no reasons. Like, I did drug tests, I did an alcoholic test, I went for speech therapy, and in my head, I'm thinking, I don't understand. Now, me and Philip had the same manager.
Mm.
So it used to be, I was with James Grant. It was me, Aunt Deck, Stevie Mulhern, and Philip Schofield.
Right.
And I hadn't seen Philip for years. I wasn't in the management company anymore. And it was just so antagonizing. As soon as I went on there, it was like, it was after me. Because Fern, she actually had OK Magazine in her hand. And she went, you know, here, Kerry, you're saying you're on holiday. You know, you're doing a photo shoot and you're making everybody drink shots. I'm like, I'm in Marbella. I'm 28 years of age. Mm. I have no kids with me. I'm with my girlfriend. Yeah. And we're all on the, what do you want me to do? Drink fucking lemongrass tea. And then I'm thinking, right. Yeah. And then it feels like, you know, people saying your speech is a bit slur. And I really panic, think, fucking hell is it? And I've gone, well, I've got bipolar. Mm. And I took medication really late last night, didn't I, Mark? They never went, what's bipolar?
Yeah.
And what medication are you taking? Because we don't understand, we're uneducated. Mm. Can you tell us what it is?
Yeah.
And I went home that day, I shit you not. Mm. It was like I'd murdered somebody.
Yeah.
They was...
Just jumped on it.
They was camera crew. I was like, I don't understand what I've done wrong. Yeah. I don't understand.
Like, you literally just woke up and went to the studio for an interview. That's all.
Yeah. And because I took it really late the night before, off a fucking head, Mary Kay. And I was like, I don't understand. Yeah. And I actually wanted to die.
Yeah, it must be the most horrendous thing.
I mean, at that point, I used to get like 40 paps outside the house every day. It was ridiculous. But I mean, I understand why Brittany, you know... Mm. Went crazy and things like that.
But the hardest thing is that after you going through that and then obviously what's been coming up recently, and then it's all like, oh, like don't hop on that train about the cancer.
Absolutely
thing. It's like
not.
I am
not hopping on anything. Me and Philip made
no, up. Not you. I'm just saying in general that I think.
But I'm telling you now, there was no aftercare with me after that show. Nobody said, Kerry, are you all right? Would you like to reply? Would you like to give a statement? Will you explain? And I remember driving up, I was with Matt Croft, and as I'm getting to my house, I'm like,
fuck.
What? I don't understand. I felt so alone. I was like, I don't understand what my kids, what me. It was awful. It was, and I still can't believe the shit I've been through and I'm still here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you boys are so young. You're relatively new compared to me doing this.
Oh,
and
yeah, 100%.
You know, and the media aren't like they used to be. Mm. Nowhere near like they used to be. And I think the main thing is it is a lot of propaganda. No, never believe anything you read and only believe half what you see.
Yeah.
Look to your left and look to your right, and they're the people who you will end up being like. So make sure you're surrounded by the right kind of people. Mm. That's who I'm surrounded by, my kids, and that's all I want. That's enough. Yeah. You two can fuck off. you know, and on that note. And that's been a lesson.
Yeah.
But you've obviously done other shows as well, like Big Brother and stuff.
Done them all.
What has been your favourite? Like, what would you say a highlight is?
Obviously, Winning the Jungle.
Yes. How many years ago was that now?
19. I was the first queen, highest.
Oh my God, wait.
Fuck, I was like one.
No, all right, fuck off, Joe.
Sorry.
Fuck off, Joe.
Sorry. Isn't
it funny how quick you go off people?
I think I might have been two. It's fine.
I feel so much better.
Are you excited for Big Brother to come back?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. So I did The Jungle, won that. Did Big Brother, came runner up. Did Slabs on the Farm, won that. Did Come Down with Me. Won that.
So you've got
a good
track
record. Did Coach Trip with our Lily. Yeah. We won that.
So you've got a good track record.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Would you ever do Dance on Ice or anything like that?
I did Dance on Ice. Came six, that's why I didn't mention it.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. It looks hard. I went to see it live.
You know
it looks
what?
Hard.
It was brilliant. I did it with Dan Whistler. I came six out of 16. I got taught to skate by Tarvel and Dean. Still can't fucking skate. I just did a bit of this.
It's hard. It looks so hard.
You know what? I was in the best shape of my life. That was fucking... It was hard work.
The ice is like not like an ice rink when, because I went to watch it and it's like, it's just clean sheet of ice. It's not like an ice rink.
It's long days. I went audience in it.
Oh my God.
Well, my ex-husband, he did it as well. So we went, what, Brian did it as well. Really? Yeah. I'm trying to get our lady Love Island.
Sure, you should
do it.
You know what? Not that one. She can do it at 18. Look, I've worked enough. It's time for me to fucking retire. Get out there and work. I was working from age of 14.
Get out there and work. George wants to Love Island, don't you?
Not really. Yeah, I don't mind.
Oh my God, you and our Lily do it. That'd be fucking hilarious.
You think?
Yeah, we're going to get a meet for us to do it. Honestly, because what I love about our Lily, she's like me. We don't give a shit, but you got all these girls on Love Island.
I wish.
Oh, she'd be like jumping in the pool now.
She'll be bombing. Oh, can't be out rolling a cigarette. Can't be out shaving her pits. Because I think young girls these days are very, it's how I'm supposed to, and Lil, George is going to do it. Do it together.
Apparently we're doing it together.
Do it together. Oh my God,
it was
so much fun.
Oh, imagine you two going in as bombshells.
And then when it's parents going, you can go in.
Your friends and family.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that'd be much fun.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
You see, when I get asked to do these TV shows, I think, wow, what an adventure.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Exactly. And that's why I do it. I mean, when I did Coach Trip with our Lily, It was Ghost Trip. It was a Halloween special. We're running around shooting fucking zombies. I'm thinking, yeah. I would never do like, this.
You would never ever do that. And, yeah,
and
yeah.
I keep saying to Lily, it's just, what a, fuck these 9-to-5 jobs. No, I don't mean it like that. It sounds really, well, I can't fucking say anything these days. Can you get cancelled? For me, I'm very lucky and very blessed that I get to these amazing adventures. And I'm like, so once in a lifetime, look how lucky and blessed we are to do what we do.
Yeah.
Get your ass on fucking Love Island and make me some bastard money.
And on that note, thank you so much
thank you for having me.
Honestly, this has been so much fun.
Please tell me I was your best guest ever.
You have been. I don't think I've laughed as much as ages. You know what? We need you around the house for a roast one day. Bring the family.
Oh my God, will you mum cut me a roast?
Mum would love that.
Let's do that. She'd love that. Starving. Not now, but I've got to go.
No, thank you so much.
Thank you for having
me, honestly.
Guys.
Obviously, Kerry's book's out. Let me just grab it. There we go. I'm going to plug it. Do the little.
Kerry's Boutique as well. If you're struggling for a day, get yourself some Marni. If you're a fat bastard, you want to lose some weight, get on MFit. Woohoo!
And OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Subscribe, motherfuckers!
You tell them, George. You tell them. Tell them how good it is.
Best thing I've ever seen. Get her in the top 0.01%.
Thank you guys so much for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe.
If you're listening on Spotify, please rate us 5 stars. It helps massively. All the links will be down below. We'll stick a link to Buy Kerry's book
and her OnlyFans.
And her OnlyFans,
of course. See you next week.
See you later,
guys.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Thank you.